It's the Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
So I went on and they asked me, well, do you want us to disguise your voice? Because I wasn't using my real name. And I'm like, okay, well, we don't know who this is, but, you know, we know pretty much everybody. But we said he's going to disguise his voice. And so I came back and was like, I don't know what you guys are talking about the disguising the voice or whatever, but I just think that. And come on. I mean, that's outstanding. I'm just saying.
So, well, you left the booth during our intermission.
Yes.
I looked up, there's literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. So see azure, the color azure there?
Yes.
Okay. See the color right beneath it?
Yeah.
That's called azure mist.
Yeah.
They're exactly the same color, right?
No.
They're different. Oh, come on.
They're two different colors. They are not. One's white.
They're both white.
Azure mist. Are you talking about azure? Okay.
Azure web color.
Okay.
And
so
then
the
azure
color
web.
Azure, and you're talking about azure web color and azure mist.
Yeah, exactly the same
thing. Well, they look alike, a little bit alike, but one is obviously, you know, F0FFFF, and one is 0F0FFFG. Any obvious person would see.
Okay, I'm just looking at the color. Only women can see shades that differently. I mean, seriously, they both, Azure Web Color and Azure Mist look exactly the same. They are exactly the same. F0FFFF.
That's what I was trying to tell you.
Well, then why have two different names for it? That makes no sense to me.
Well, because sometimes you need to feel like a nut and sometimes you don't.
Baby blue eyes. Do they look the same?
No.
They
don't look the same to me.
They look the same.
They don't look the same to me. Baby blue and baby blue eyes looks bluer. Baby blue looks more green.
See, seriously.
No, seriously.
Only women can see the shades. Well,
I can see the difference. Are you calling me a woman?
Well, I don't know.
No, you just call me a woman, man.
You live with cats and you have two kids. And you live in the suburbs.
Only about 20% of that makes me a woman. I don't know what any of that is the rest of it. The rest of it makes me all man. First of all, you know, cats are awesome, okay? And it's one cat now, right? Cats are plants, fuzzy plants.
Okay.
And you know what? They know how to fight back and they take care of themselves, too.
They do take care of themselves.
And you can't think of any evil villain who doesn't have a cat. Blofeld, cat.
Well, that's true.
I mean, Mr. Bigglesworth, bad cat.
That was basically based on Blofeld.
Dogs and cats. Cats, bad.
See, if I were an evil villain, I would have a dog.
Cat.
I'd have a dog.
Yeah, dogs, you give them a bone and they trade it. Cats, remember. Cats hold grudges.
They do hold grudges, yes.
So if you can get on the good side of a cat, like every male should, because they're way easier. I mean, listen, after a night you guys go out, so tonight, there's possibly one or two of you dog owners who's going to maybe come home a little bit late or a little bit drunk, and your dog will have peed on the floor.
Maybe.
Or have pooed somewhere.
Yeah.
No problems with a cat.
Well, they got boxes for that. They get a box.
They get a box.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know why dogs don't get boxes?
Because we take them outside.
Yeah, but I don't have to get up at 6 in the morning to take my dog out. I can get up at noon. Well, not anymore because I have kids, but yeah. I can get up at noon and, you know, and the cat's fine.
Yeah, I don't, actually.
Food, water.
My dog makes me get out of bed in the morning, which is fine. Because otherwise, I'd probably stay in bed for a while longer than I need to be. But I just brought that up because I'm like, this is insane. The sheer number of colors and all of these shades that look pretty much the same to me. I guess. I mean, I don't know. To me, there's still like four primary colors. There's like RGB, red, green, black.
Roy G. Biv, and they don't even do that anymore. It's red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and then they don't do indigo anymore for some reason. They just go violet.
Why would they do green and blue? Because green's not a primary color.
Well, there's only three, but I'm talking about the rainbow colors.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That's how you remember it. Remember Roy G. Biv?
I never learned that.
You never did?
Mm-mm.
Come on, man.
No, I never learned that. I just learned, it's a rainbow, and it could be various colors at any time.
No, it cannot be various colors every time.
Really?
No, it has
always the same?
Well, you may not see all of them, but they always go in order from red, orange, yellow, green, blue, sometimes indigo, I guess, and violet. Roy G. Biv.
No, I never learned that.
Top to bottom.
Now I learned something today. I will probably forget it by tomorrow.
Yeah, the St. Patrick's Day, you know, learning.
Memory right? loss.
It's like going to summer school.
Yeah. So have you seen, so you watched a bunch of the games today.
I do, yeah. Yeah, I tried. It's hard.
You were looking at mothers with kids and.
No, but you know, when there's that many mothers with kids, there's it wasn't always the mothers that had the kills. There were also dads there, and they were trying to get around the TV too.
Sure.
You know, everyone's got a bracket.
Oh, yeah. So, and I'm sure there were probably people there rooting for specific teams. Like, there were some bars downtown where
I was driving and I missed all the good ones, I guess. Michigan apparently won on last second shot.
Michigan, that game was unbelievable. Great. He hit a last second shot. And here's what's a bummer. I had it on and I was doing some work from home. And I'm like, oh, I wonder, you know, Columbo is on. So I just flipped over to see what episode of Columbo it was.
Nice.
And I flipped back just in time to see the ball go through the hoop. I'm like, what just, and then everyone just explodes. I did the same thing with USC today. I think, or later on, I was watching, Predator. Which, by the way, 30 years later, still holds up. Still a pretty good movie.
This is one of the greatest sports days.
I know, but they go to...
So it's like the 48 hours, because you got to talk about the first...
2 days.
The first 2 days.
Yeah.
Where you have literally basketball, several games a day going from 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. to...
Like 10 p.m.
10 p.m.
Yeah.
And you're watching Predator?
Okay, first of all, I hadn't seen... I really thought of...
Predator.
It's a good movie.
Predator.
And I hadn't seen it in a long, long time.
We're talking about Predator.
I know. Yeah, it's a good movie. And I said, okay, well, I'll put it on Predator, and then I'll flip back and forth during commercial breaks. Because, you know, the basketball game goes on, I'm watching it, then they go to a commercial break. I'm like, oh, what's going on with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Oh, you missed it.
Fortunately, I did not, because...
Or as you like to say, oh, you missed it.
Oh, you missed it. Get on the chopper. I flipped back, and I caught the last shot by SMU. USC had scored with like 5 or 6 seconds left to take a 1-point lead. SMU came running down the court, put up a shot, and almost made it in. It just rimmed out, and I saw USC going crazy. So I saw literally the last shots of two very exciting games today.
I didn't, because I was actually, you know, you think it's fun to hang out with a bunch of, you know, moms with drunken mothers. No, do you know why? There's a lot of aggressive strolling, I guess that would be called.
Aggressive strolling.
Yes, I've never seen anything like it, man. Like they like some of these. Well, I use the term lightly. Some of these women are just. I mean, listen, they may look pretty or whatever, but I mean, I have marks, tire marks on the back of my legs because I wasn't walking quick enough.
My guess is these mothers are pretty territorial. You know what I mean? Like they know where they want to be, and they got to get there right now, and nothing's going to stand in their way. And of course, they probably feel really entitled because their husband's rich and they have kids and blah blah blah. I'm judging these people. I've never even met them. I'm making huge, generic remarks and thinking who these people are and like convincing myself they're terrible people.
Well, I'm judging them as terrible people because one of them ran up my leg and now I got a tire mark.
But you might have just been slow.
Taking their side?
I'm just trying to be fair. Just looking at both sides. I would be very upset if someone ran up my leg with a stroller.
Okay.
I agree.
But I was not slow. I am not slow.
Right. I don't know.
I am normal.
Yeah, no, I get it. Sometimes maybe these ladies were really in a hurry to sit down and start drinking their beer. Here's the thing. I don't want to go to a bar with kids in it at all.
Why? You can just have them go and you can put like beers on their heads and then when they run around, just pick up the new one.
I don't think that's how it works.
That's how it works where I go. What are you talking about?
Well, I don't, there aren't a lot of things that are kind of like places where I can only hang out with adults. I go to a grocery store, there are kids, go to restaurants, there are kids, movies, there are kids. Like everywhere you go, there are kids. I kind of wish that bars would not let kids in there so it could just be adults. Doing adult things and not have to worry about kids.
Bars don't, but taverns and you know, club lounges and, you know, restaurant grills.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think even bars, breweries, dude. Every other brewery down in Rhino, you're gonna find five or six kids, and you walk in at any time, you're gonna be like five or six kids in there. Drives me crazy.
Well, who else is going to wash all those glasses? Is all I have to say.
if we could put them to work, that'd be great.
All right.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.
Burrow through the streets, broad and another.